you were scared of.
Uh-huh.
But things has changed so much. Like I say, such machinery come in what it was back then. You know.
Well, now, what about some other kind of roads besides these clay roads? What about, like, this? Well, maybe the kind of road that would go from a house to a barn, or from a barn to a pasture or something? Just a...
Well, that's just what you call a by road, you know. But now, it's like this road goes around this field. Now, we don't, the county or state, anything like that, don't keep that road up. Now, this road, like this pay road out here, state keeps it up. That's the federal and state highway.
Mm-hmm.
The state and the federal government keeps it up.
County,
they furnish all the labor, that is, to cut the grass and fill the holes and everything side of them, side of the pavement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Roads now got where they built out of asphalt and tar, you know, rock, tar and stuff like that. Used to have what they call cement roads, you know.
Well, now, how are they different, the ones they build now and the ones that they built then?
Well, the roads now that's built is built more, I mean, they built faster than they used to build the cement roads. You'd
mm-hmm.
have to put cement roads and spans, you know.
Oh, yeah, those are the ones that have the little joints in them.
Joints in them, yes.
Road
and they'd have to put a breaker in them, all kind of freezing, you know. That's cement, concrete roads, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, the asphalt and tar roads,
oh, yeah,
they start here and wind up 20 miles, 30 miles, your road and your surface and everything, graded and
cement, concrete.
And work through, and it's pulverized, and it's settled back, and it's sprayed with water. In other words, the foundation is supposed to be firm, just as firm as clay or any dirt can make it.
Mm-hmm.
Before they come in, and they spread a layer of asphalt, hot asphalt.
Is that black stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
They spray that on that roof. And then it lies there so many hours, and dries, soaks into the soil so many inches, or so deep, I don't know. But anyway, then they come back and they pour a coat of this rock. It's not called a pebble, it's big rock, you know.
Oh, gravel?
Gravel, big gravel. It's poured on that, and then after that here come another coat of that tar, and then here come this little fine gravel, and finer, finer and finer. That's why it comes down to what they call the sand gravel,
mm-hmm.
and that's what makes it smooth surface, highly.
And is that what this is?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's what that is out there, right through, right in front of this house.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What they call the asphalt tar road, you know. But now it's made so much faster, and it's a good road, hard surface road,
mm-hmm.
and they haul a lot of heavy loads over them, you know. I mean,
what they call an ass.
Big logs, big loads of, big loaded trucks, you know. Because now the state has
a
bunch of people that weighs these trucks due to weight, you know.
Yeah, every now and then I see the signs.
You're not supposed to haul but up to a certain amount of weight over different kinds of roads, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now on these interstates, of course you see them as well as I do, but now they're supposed to take care of all that heavy traffic, like big loads and stuff like that. In other words, they're made out of concrete. They pull
now
concrete. They're 4 or 6 inches deep.
My gosh.
Yes. And they're supposed to take care of all that heavy loads.
So then these are the light colored roads.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Lighter color. I mean, lighter roads,